So, hello, everybody. Today is Monday, July 21st, and I'm going to ask you all to go on mute, which is star 6, until you have a contribution to make. Star 6 is mute, and star 6 will get you back on the call.
Kimberly Pichot.
Thank you very much. So, Paola, please consider yourself most welcome. Apparently, your topic is of interest to many people in Sun, and we are delighted to have you presenting Spiritual Approach to Creating Intimacy Beyond the Mind and Body. Welcome, Paola.
Okay. Thank you, Terry. Thank you all. And I have Elisa with me to better understand if I cannot understand well the English. So please, if you can, all of you can speak slowly, it's more easy for me. And I would like to start asking to all of you if you want or you can imagine that we are living, let's say, also in a material world and also in a not visible world. And if you can imagine this, you can imagine that this invisible world is full of our vibration and is full of the vibration of each person in the world, each animals in the world, each come si dice, human being or person or animal or plants or everything in the world. So this invisible world is full of our vibration. So if we can imagine this, my question to you is what can you see in this invisible world? What can you feel or what can you hear if you can imagine this? Let's say take 1 minute to think about this, to imagine this, and then we can start to share.
Del Nelson. Del Nelson.
We are in a visualization now.
Okay. 1 minute is gone. So if you want to share what did you or what you have imagined in this moment, in this minute, about this invisible world.
Hi, Paola. This is Anna from Portugal.
Anna.
Yes. How are you? So I imagined information. Warm, something warm, and answers and energy. Color.
Uh-huh. Which kind of color?
Yellow, orange, red.
Yes.
Maybe all the colors, I don't know.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, Anna.
Welcome.
Paola, this is Kathy.
Yes. And Kathy, hello.
Hello. And just like Anna, I imagined colors, but in waves of colors, like sound waves. So but they're in color, mm-hmm. and they all intermingle. They come together mm-hmm. and join to make white uh-huh. light.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you, Kathy.
This is Terry. Thank you for calling it waves, Kathy, because I would have said I was experiencing a lot of wings, very light, gossamer type of wings all over.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Teddy. And the wings are from?
Well, I didn't see anything attached to the wings. So
okay.
that's why I said thank you to Kathy, because they were wings that were vibrating very quickly, almost so quickly you couldn't see, I couldn't see them. But I could feel them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Terry.
Hi, it's Iran.
Hello, Iran.
Hello.
Paula, Charlotte. I have in my life purpose statement to realize the Xanadu. So I went to my concept of Xanadu with a little help from Coleridge.
Can you repeat the last part of your the concept of?
Well, Xanadu comes, the idea of Xanadu comes from a poem by Coleridge. So it's a magical, it's a magical place. So I just, I was delighted that I could use my purpose statement.
Ah, Charlotte, wonderful.
This is Terry. I invite you to speak a little further
Thank
from
you.
The report. I think it will be easier to understand you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Speak farther away from my mic.
Pronto? Okay. So, the second step is this one. I would like to ask you now to imagine that what's happened if we can imagine that in this invisible world we are close to us some spirits that could help us or as friends, as very nice people, or if we have around us spirits that are not so nice with us, that are they are try to fight with us, So I ask you to take again 1 minute to imagine this. And then we can share what's happening in your mind. So see what you see, hear what you hear, or feel what you feel.
Thank you.
Okay. 1 minute is gone. So if you want to share what did you see, what did you hear, what did you feel? For those of you who joined us, star 6 is to mute, and star 6 will bring you back to the call again.
Paola, this is Kathy again.
Kathy, hello.
Hello. And the friendly, the spirits that were friendly, the feeling I got was one of warmth,
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was hard to visualize the unfriendly ones, but a feeling was of distance or coldness.
Mm-hmm. Wait a second. Cosa detto? Di visualizzare quelli nemici. Che trova a distanza e fredda. Per quelli nemici. Ok. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Paola?
Yes?
Tsana, for the friends, I saw white. I didn't see nothing more.
Okay. Thank you, Anna.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, we can, I can go through, and I want to ask you, thanks to the people that share what they say or what they feel, what they saw or what they felt, if it's there, if we can imagine that there are a lot of vibration between us and our client when we are in a session of coaching, or if we can imagine that between us we have some guardian spirits, the spirits that are our friends, or we have some other, any other kind of spirits, what could be different in your relationship with your client? Terry, tell me if my English is not clear, please.
Paola?
Is it too much?
Hi, it's Eran. For me, if I have a guide on the side, I can relax. I can be much more confident, and just be without anything else to do.
Okay. And when you say I am more confident, what do you mean? If you can share or if you can...
It means I can surrender. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to lead. I don't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I surrender peacefully to the moment.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hello,
thank
this
you.
Is Kumar.
Yes?
When I find the friendly person is, I could imagine the vibrations are I'm very happy. I am more relaxed. I feel open to my client. I am in that presence. My awareness is good.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you.
And this is Terry. When I am in that space, I can recognize them in that same space as a spirit being as well as a human being. Very interesting.
Oh, wonderful. And what these can produce in your relationship with your client during the session?
Honestly, I am not sure yet. I will have to experience it and tell you later.
Yes. Okay. Wonderful. I will write. And someone else?
From that point of view, I think what I feel, it's like Iran,
yes.
more confident and
yes.
in the process. And that all that happens is good. So
okay.
Yeah, just like Iran, just be there and see what
okay.
happens. And I have a
okay. And when
colleague.
You...
Okay, Paula, go ahead.
Okay. Sorry. And when you say I feel more confident, if I can ask you, from where or why or how you feel more confident?
It's like I trust more in myself as a coach.
Okay.
But I'm laughing at me because it's all me. So it's only me. So
okay. Mm-hmm. If you can use a metaphor, for example, to explain this, what can you say? When you say it's me, but me with something else, or in which way?
Well, what I was thinking about it, the power of things is in me. It's not out of me.
Mm-hmm.
So if the vibration is connected, we are all one. So it's me again with the other beings, spiritual or human beings.
Okay, so... if I have understand well, I have understood well, the more confident is because you are the same and in you there are different or more vibration. Is it right? This vibration or this connection makes you something different and you can feel more confident?
Well, maybe it's that. I don't know. I don't know yet.
Okay. So
it's like there was a friend helping me in the process, you know?
Okay, wonderful. And what can be different? This is a question for all of you, not only for you. I think you are Anna, right?
Yes.
So this is the next question for all of the people that I call. What could be different when you are not in the session with your client? If something could be different, thinking about this invisible world around you, around the client.
Paola, this is Leanne.
Leanne, hello.
Hello. So for me, the way I envision this is actually as a like an invisible grid or an invisible net, which connects all of us.
Yes.
And so it's, for me, it's the same in coaching and out, you know, not in coaching, because it's just that we're all connected, which is part of my purpose.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi, this is Kate from Minneapolis. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Yeah, and I just wanted to, what I see is a space of expansion, you know, like freedom for the client to express themselves inside of this invisible, you know, realm. And it really is kind of like the source of what is possible for them. It's like a safe place, you know, not just for me, but for the client to be in this space of freedom and self-expression. And it's just like this infinite place to play and have fun and just like just be.
Okay, thank you. Okay. I have another question for you. So if this situation can happen, these different come si dice, perception we could have in the session of coaching or during the different session, which kind of powerful question we can ask to our client to use in a better way this space, this invisible world that is around us?
What do you know that you don't know? Or what, you know?
No, questa è Bianca. Okay.
This is Terry. If you were to tap into your essence, beyond who you think you are, what might you discover?
Can you repeat that, please?
If you were to tap into your essence, beyond who you think you are, what might you discover?
Ah, okay, understand.
Paula, it's Charlotte. Am I the right distance from the mic?
Better.
Okay, good. Just warn me if it's not the right sound. I have to enter through my Xanadu, and I think about a pastel world, and to me it's the same as what I imagine the auras around us So if I'm to connect to a client or a friend or anyone else, it is as if we're blending auras or we're entering somebody else's field. There's a feeling of joining or envelopment. So I'm not sure about a question, but if the client were willing, we might discuss auras and vibrations that go out infinitely and that join us.
This is John. I would ask the person, how do you make the invisible visible in your daily living?
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you, Charlotte.
Thank you, John. Hi, Tehran. I would look at the universe, the world. What would you discover?
Can you repeat that question?
Can you repeat, because come si dice, sento la rimbombo. Echo. I have a lot of echo. Can you repeat, Iran?
I would say, I would ask, if you looked at the situation from the perspective of the universe or planet Earth, what will you discover?
Iran, speak further away from the microphone. You're creating feedback and echo.
Okay.
Just put distance yourself a little bit. Thank you.
Is it okay now?
Yes.
Much better.
For me, yes.
Okay. So the question is, if you look at the situation from the perspective of the universe or planet Earth, what might you have revealed?
Okay. Thank you.
Another question. What does your spirit tell you, tells you?
Who are you?
Me, I'm Anna again.
yeah, Anna, sorry. Okay.
Okay.
Wonderful. Okay. And if I can ask you another question. What is your role in producing this kind of vibration, positive vibration or neutral or non-positive vibration? What can we do as a coach to give to our coachee a positive contribution or to the session a positive contribution?
Paula?
Yes?
The in a completely open acceptance of everything.
Yes.
Supporting them to experience the silence.
Can you repeat?
Supporting them to experience the silence. So that they will be able to reveal their expressions, they will be able to connect to themselves and share what exactly they are feeling about.
Okay, thank you.
This is Kathy. I would also think surrendering to the connection, understanding that you are one with that client and enjoying it.
So what we can do as a coach to use in a positive way this space, this invisible world?
This is Kathy. I think one thing that I will do is to be aware of this before the meeting as part of my preparation for a coaching meeting, to remember this, to be able to put myself in that space of openness to the connection.
Okay, thank you, Kathy. For example, if we have the vibration of the trust in our client, in the process, in the system in which we are working, which kind of vibration we can produce in this situation.
Paul, I didn't understand your question. Can you repeat it, please?
Yes, of course. I'm sorry. If we consider that we have a vibration around us and this vibration are produced by us, when I feel trust in the client, in the process, in the situation, which kind of vibration I, as a coach, I produce?
If you feel trust, I think you produce trust.
Yes. So the vibration are positive or not?
Positive.
Okay. And what's happened when we, as a coach, we are fear? We have a fear. We are stressed, or we are anger.
At least.
Well, you would transmit that to the client and make the client very uncomfortable as well.
Yes.
And this is Leanne. I think it's the what we say, you know, if we have emotion around something, then it's something we need to step back from. Maybe it's something that we can't coach in that moment. We have work to do ourselves first.
And this is Cherry. Go ahead, Charlotte.
That's all right. I'll wait.
Thank you. My comment is quick. I do believe, although it might not be easy, that we are capable of experiencing any state of being we choose at any moment.
And how we can use this state of being in our relationship with the client when we are doing coaching?
Well, first we have to be aware of what state we are experiencing and what state we want to experience. Sometimes we might lead the client to a state. Sometimes we change our vibration to move more into rapport with them by lowering our vibration. There are many applications.
And what happens when we are more aware of our vibration? What can be different with the client?
That's hard for me to answer because my underlying or overlying principle is I choose vibration to be of greater service. I hear an echo. Yeah, I'll mute.
Okay. Could we suppose that if we are more aware about our vibration, we can also be aware of vibration of the client, and so we can have curiosity about the vibration of the client?
This is Phil. Somebody has their system on speakerphone, and that delay is what's causing this echo.
Good point. Thank you. Whoever is on speakerphone, please go back to the other way.
Hi, it's Charlotte. Oh. Shall I speak, Terry? Charlotte. I'm aware that when we speak, people who are listening have a vibration from our conversation. So I've read about tests where one person speaks, the other person's larynx is vibrating to the speech, and therefore, and that happens in metals, for instance, where if somebody plays a musical instrument, a metal chair in the room will vibrate to the note. So we cannot help but vibrate with those around us.
Okay. And how can we use this vibration and all, if we can imagine that with the vibration that we move during our conversation in the section of coaching, depending on the vibration, we can have around us, for example, positive guardian angels around us. What could happen in our conversation if we can imagine this?
If we can imagine what, please, Olga?
Okay. Step one, we create a sort of vibration with our client during our conversation. And if we can imagine that thanks to this vibration, we can call let's say, positive or friends or guardian spirits around us as a coach and around our client, for example? The question is, what's happened if we, one time we want to consider this?
This is John. I think this opens up a natural line of agreement between me, my client, and invisible beings. It's a win-win-win situation because it's all there's an agreement with what is right.
Okay. Thank you.
Paula, I don't have a very funny idea. I have a couple of gongs, and one of them plays A and one of them plays C. And and some musicians think that certain notes connote certain feelings. For instance, the minor keys may feel sad, or the key of C may feel very clear. Anyway, it occurs to me that we might ask the client about a favorite note and play it, or what note is that? If it's a person of music, what note do you hear when you're sad or in this particular circumstance? And then what happens if you play a different note?
Mm-hmm. And thank you. And how this could create more intimacy and more trust with our client during our relationship with our client?
It's Charlotte. I would say go outside and look up at the sky.
Can you repeat, please? Sorry.
Take the client outside and together look up at the sky.
Okay, and we have again 15 minutes. So, which guideline we can have thanks to this sharing as a coach in our experience in our profession? Thanks to this idea that we had together. Terry?
Did you say Terry?
Yes, I want to know if my questions are clear or not.
Yes. Yes, I think so. You asked what guideline we have.
Yes. Yes.
We all know what guidelines are, guys. Mm-hmm. And by the way, those of you on the call who are in training with me, I will want to hear what your guidelines are from this call so that you can get credit for it.
This is Kate from Minneapolis. Hello?
Yes, you're mm-hmm. on, Kate.
Oh, okay, great. So I guess I'm not, maybe this is my first time on the teleclass, but the question is what are my guidelines as a coach? Is that the question?
The question is, thanks to this conversation, what we can gain, what do you want to remember for the next coaching to use thanks to this conversation?
Okay. Well, I think that it's opened up like a new perspective, a new way to connect, for me anyways, like a whole new space for opportunity and possibility inside of a conversation with my clients, you know, and customers. That provides really a freedom for them to expand beyond what's possible for them and for them to see, you know, really clearly what it is that they want to envision visibly for themselves.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you.
Paola, this is Kathy.
Kumar.
And, go ahead, Kumar.
My guidelines for me is that I can create the being which I feel is very positive, very open, having the power of listening to the silence, connecting to my client, giving them the same feel with myself resonating with the vibrations which are going to influence me and to the entire aura of the coaching space. So I can create this being in myself, which ultimately will have the vibration in my client too.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
And this is Kathy. My guideline is very similar. I have, before a coaching meeting, I set up the vibrations that will connect me more closely to my client and supporting spirit.
This is John, and I had a similar guideline. I can prepare for being with a client by knowing the importance of the invisible world we share.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you, John. And I have the last question for all of you, and this is, what is your responsibility if we consider that between we and our client there is this invisible world?
Paola, I did not hear that because of the echo. Can you repeat it, please?
Yes. If we consider that we are with our client in a material world, and around us we have also an invisible world, what is our responsibility, considering even this new level of presence, let's say?
Hola?
Yes?
Hi, it's Iran. For me, as I see, my responsibility is to do whatever I can to be in a clean vessel in which something that invites spirit to emerge, something that invites good spirit to emerge. This is my responsibility.
Thank you.
Paula, that's my favorite question you've asked. Thank you.
Thank you.
Paula, I was thinking about the last two questions and not regarding coaching, but all the situations in life. There was an idea that you told us a minute before, and that special idea was that I can attract guardian. We can attract guardian angels or friend spirits. I don't know, and that is an incredible idea to deal with all the situations, even the hard ones in life. So, yes, it's a big, big responsibility and joy.
Yes.
Knowing that we can create that too.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for this idea. Well, good vibes. Thank you.
Thank you for give me this feedback. I didn't want to influence or to give these ideas so open, but it's very often. I use it very often, so it's more come si dice, usual for me to think about this, and especially when I have some fear or when the situation is it seems is blocked. I think we have we can attract some help. We can attract the best support for me, for the client, and this is very useful for me. Thank you. And if I can ask you, what is different now in this moment, in front or confrontato? Related with it was in the beginning of our call. What is different now since the beginning of our call?
My own awareness about the spiritual space which we can intend and we can create.
Thank you.
For me, is more awareness too, and more responsible and more empowered.
And good. Thank you.
For me, Terry, it is a very useful reminder that support comes on all vibrations, and I am responsible for being open to them.
Thank you, Didi.
There's a greater sense of connection with the other coaches on the line. That's for sure.
Thank you. Okay. So, it's 4 minutes to the 7 o'clock for us in Italy, and for 1 o'clock for you. Can I do something else for you to before to close or to consider that we can close this call?
Merry Christmas, Pakistan.
Well, I wish to thank you very much, Paola. Obviously, people were interested and open to exploring this through your guidance. I am just so pleased. All three eyes were here, Israel, India, and Italy. We have Colombia, Oman, Portugal, and East Coast, West Coast, and middle of the United States. And if I missed anyone, forgive me, I wasn't hearing everything. But that's quite impressive. You have brought this to a good part of the world, Paola. So thank you very, very much. Our next class, and thank you, Elisa, for being part of the support system in the background there. So your presence.
Thank you to you all. Thank you very much.
We have no teleclass in August. We do have one in September, the beginning, September 8th. Giuseppe Nelli will be guiding us in the importance of supervision in the coaching path. So I welcome you to come back and join us. And between now and then, wherever you are in the world, be safe, be purposeful, and let your sun shine. Thank you.
Thank you, Teddy. Thank you, all. Have a great sunny day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you all.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.